Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
This kid becomes what Garoppolo was going to be. He becomes your bridge 15th. Until you can get to that quarterback. Now, maybe Fitzy's right. Maybe the kid's got a higher ceiling than these so-called experts. They've been wrong before, Fitzy. He might have a higher ceiling than they think. But to me, this gives you an opportunity to see somebody other than Cam Newton starting this fall in Foxborough.
All right, Glenn is not maybe a hater necessarily, but he thinks he's a bridge, a short-term answer.
What?
Interesting.
Why would you use a 15th pick in the draft for a short-term answer on a quarterback?
Well, maybe that's not their intention, but Glenn, I mean, it's possible you'd admit that Glenn could be right, that Mac Jones has a certain ceiling that will not rival those of the quarterbacks that went above him, and he'll never be a Patrick Mahomes, won't even come close. Will never be Tom Brady or anything close.
Well, it's far more likely that he's a bust than he's Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, because nobody's really been those two. But I do believe that, you know, they viewed this, I'm sorry, outside of Trevor Lawrence, the other four quarterbacks in the first round,
mm-hmm.
throw them in a bucket. You know, you don't know who's going to succeed or not. It's really
even Trevor Lawrence. I heard people say he's behind Joe Burrow as a prospect, and it's not like he's a sure thing either.
Right. Anyway, I think he's the surest of the things.
Yep.
But
yep.
Anyway, but I think that it's crazy to believe that this was Belichick's bridge to someone better in the next couple of years, because that wouldn't make any sense. If you wanted to do that, you do whatever you can to acquire Jimmy G,
which I still think I would have preferred. But I, you know, it's hard to knock this again. Like, if you love Justin Fields, I understand Wiggy's point. He just thinks he's better for today's NFL, I think. But the Patriots love pocket passers, which goes back to more evidence that Cam could not have been the original plan. And a texter is right. They paid him $1 million. So what evidence is there? We had a caller who said the original plan to replace Brady was Cam Newton, and it failed, so now they're on to plan B.
I mean,
that's just not true.
It's not true. And we don't know anything other than what we've read about Mac Jones. At most, you've seen him two or three times, because that's the amount of times he was on CBS, and then you watch the national championship. But the guy was, 41 touchdowns, 4 picks?
Yep.
In the SEC.
77% completion percentage.
I mean,
and some of the throws are dead on the money. Now, he's in a pocket that's, like, pristine most of the time.
And one
but
that,
still.
I was reading a story about with unnamed Alabama coaches and scouts talking about Mac Jones. And one guy said that the most impressive thing by far was this season they were at Georgia. And I remember this. They got down like 14-0 early, and he was a little shaky. And then, boom, like most other guys sort of fall on their face. And he was phenomenal the rest of the game and really carried the team from that point on. So, I don't know.
Compared to Stidham, who we heard last year was shell-shocked his last year at Auburn, totally different story, right?
Totally
this guy
different.
Is confident. He's the Joker. He's coming out with the high step out of the green room.
He's got
Sophie.
He's with his beautiful wife or girlfriend, and he looks like a guy I would see at Woodland tonight.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
He looks like he's a retired banker.
I mean, what's his name? Said he's a trust fund guy. Like, that's not a lie, right? He's from Jacksonville. His parents were, like, tennis players.
Yep.
And I mean,
and I think that's a great point for him.
That is a concern, having worked with you for now 4 years.
Ben Volen tweeted this morning, and we're getting already some pushback on it, that Volen might be wrong. So never trust DeGlobe, but this might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to read Volen's tweet. It has got a picture of number one and Jones on the back, first sale at the pro shop right now.
Whoa.
So that is...
Has Cam posted anything?
Ooh, good point. I don't know. But this would be a horrible job. I don't know where Bill is today. I don't know if he's going to the Derby or if he's still in the draft room or both. But this is something that would piss the crap out of Bill Belichick, because this is a totally self-inflicted wound by the, you know,
well, meanwhile,
marketing department.
Bill is going with Bob Baffert to sit down at the Derby today with Mike Tirico, according to Mike Reese. 2:30. You're going to have Bill sitting down at the Derby, probably with Linda.
So is this? So do we believe that this is not pre-taped?
Oh, yeah, you could be right about that. Yeah, well, how could you do that today?
Right.
Drafts rounds 4 through 7.
So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it's pre-taped. Sorry.
But I would love, if he could get there, this would have been the opportunity for the first Brady-Bill handshake awkward hug moment. Because Brady's there with everybody.
Yeah, he probably.
Private jetting it down. So,
probably,
I don't know.
Probably Jimmy G. Have a whole Wolfpack reunion.
I don't think Jimmy G is invited with Brady's crew anymore.
617-779-7937. Before we get to the calls, can we just revisit for 1 second that war room video? Was it fake? Was it actually doctored? Do you believe that they recreated the call to Mac Jones for a 2-minute fake? Like the Mac was not on the line, and it's Bill, or was Bill actually in there asking everybody in the room, are you okay with this?
I saw Bill's head move back and to the right, so I think it was real.
All right, fine. Let's go to John in Brockton. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I love both of you guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, bud.
Quick question. I have 2 questions. Curtis, I'm a big fan. My last name's Curtis. I come from a long line of alcoholics from Brockton. I'm not related, I'm sure, but...
My dad's anyway, John Curtis, so I like you already.
No, I appreciate that. I'm a BC guy, too. My buddy was Mark Hartzell, who used to be a quarterback at BC.
Oh, Hartzell sucked, but I'm sure he was a nice guy.
Come on. He played for the Bears a little bit.
Okay. We had a guy in our section, QQ22, an alumni, who said he has Hartzellitis when people around him started sucking. He thought he was a virus.
I'll tell you what. We thought he was going to go farther than Hasselbeck, and that didn't turn out too
well
either.
That's true.
Hey, quick question for you, Curtis. You seem to be very honest. Do you guys think if Cam Newton was Caucasian, I love Wiggy too, but do you think he's even consciously realizes that? Do you think if he was white, Wiggy would still love him?
Yes, I do. And I think that there's, listen, Wiggy's in a, he's got 2 young African-American sons who are playing sports and going forward. And I think he loves having role models for those guys to look up to and guys that do it right. And I think he views Cam as a guy that does it right. He doesn't make excuses. And Wiggy, people,
you know what, that makes a lot of sense, and I never even thought of that, but yeah. I love Wiggy. Wiggy's fantastic. I don't know, it seems to like he's so into Cam. I'm just wondering if he was like my colored skin, or he would be this passionate.
Yeah, I don't know. He hates Italians because I'm Italian, but he's half Italian.
Boy, and he of course he loves Justin Fields. Now, if you bring up the work ethic knock on Fields, Wiggy gets very upset about that, which had some racial component to it, possibly, I guess. That was the complaint from some people when that report came out. You remember that old...
Orlovsky is still, like, apologizing.
And by the way, Orlovsky loves Mac Jones. Thinks he's the...
is that?
All right. Fair enough. Lloyd in Mass. What's up, Lloyd? Lloyd in Worcester, right, Lloyd?
Lloyd in Worcester. Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Let me ask you, you said a few minutes ago that Tangway was actually optimistic about something.
I can't believe it. It's incredible.
I'm going to have to mark this down on my calendar because I don't think it's ever been done before. Listen, I'm pretty thrilled about the Mac Jones pick. I think it's pretty solid. However, I do think we might need to be looking into getting Wiggy some antidepressants since Justin Fields isn't going to be his guy. You remember back a while back when... they had the pro day for Justin Fields, and Alex Jones, Wiggy, said that Belichick was just down there with just to throw him off the set.
Right.
He was really after Justin Fields.
Right.
No, he was down there talking to Saban about Mac Jones.
And Christian
Barmore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, and lastly, I want to leave you with this. You mentioned a couple of minutes ago, can we do anything with this whole, listen, I haven't seen the video with Mac Jones. I have no idea. But it just amazes me how anymore we can hardly do anything in this world without there being a conspiracy or some kind of some kind of something behind it. It's very interesting. So, anyways, I love you guys. Thank God for saving us on the weekends from the drudgery that is the weekend radio. You are the only bright spot on the weekend radio. So, thank you very much.
Oh man, appreciate that.
Thanks,
Lloyd. This is too much praise for our show.
I know, plants.
Something odd about that, but yeah. So is that what I'm doing? Is it a conspiracy reach to say they recreated the draft video? It just seems so out of character, doesn't it?
Ken, say that out loud. You think they have like a stage director that's like, Bill, walk slower and say more loudly nice things.
I don't think it's out of the question that they talked about. Look, you said yourself last night, Bill reached out to Phil Perry after the Zoom.
Right.
And said, I apologize for treating you like a dick on night one. Here's our board. Here's how we grade people.
Right.
For 4 minutes.
Okay. But that's...
They're very conscious right now of how they look. So when they had the first shot of three people in the room, and in fact, yesterday I asked Charlie Weiss about that, and he said that's the reality, right?
Yes.
Charlie Weiss said, I sat in my office during the draft. If they wanted my opinion, they would call for me. How weird is that?
Well, because Weiss was always eating something and it stunk.
Okay, but Kraft said this year it's changed. We're getting more people involved. And then on draft night, you see three people in the room. It's just basically just Patricia and Bill. And Patricia's making the call, and you're freaking out because it's Matt Patricia doing anything.
Why is he there for any reason? He sucks.
And then the next day, they come out with a video that has 18 people in the room. And Bill is talking. You know he has no idea who these people are. No clue.
Is this like a Maddow effect? Like, what's going on with you?
I just laid it out for you.
Okay, the notion...
Oh, so actually, why on night one did we only see three people in the room?
I don't know. I haven't given it much thought.
Well, think about it.
They actually just released one in Latin with everybody talking, so maybe I'll read that.
All right, to make matters worse for you, Danny and Quincy's on the line. Hi, Danny.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just want to clear up a characterization of Bill Belichick from last year that a caller brought up earlier, that he wanted to prove that he could do it with Newton because he let Brady go. I personally think, and I, last year was a throwaway year for life, let alone football. I can only speak for myself, okay? Corona affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways. I wasn't even interested in football. I just lost my mother the January 26th, the day Kobe died, and football was the last thing on my mind. He lost his quarterback. His mother was sick, and she lost her dad, his girlfriend. I mean, it was just a mess. So I believe it was a throwaway year. Yes.
We're now getting into the mother-in-law passing after the season ended as a means to talk about why the team didn't perform.
No, his girlfriend's mother passed right before the Kansas City game.
Okay, so I'm not trying to say...
Her dad passed away and his mother passed away.
Right.
Okay, during the season. I'm just saying, Curtis, like, this is just my characterization of what happened last year.
Right, it's a way to deflect, because this past season ruined any argument you could ever have had. So, of course, you say it's a throwaway year.
I'm going to ruin it. Why was I not upset about what happened, Curtis? Have you ever heard me? I was not upset.
Last week, you said that Tom Brady is a piece of crap on the show. Yeah. You said Tom Brady's a piece of crap.
Yeah, you know why I said that? Okay, the guy took almost $1 million in taxpayer money to fund his business. Let me finish my sentence. To fund his business in the name of Corona.
That's true.
That's what came to my head when I called him a piece of crap. And you guys buried that story up here.
I talked about it.
I'm surprised at you that you didn't perpetuate that story.
And
I have friends who live in Tampa who aren't exactly football fans, so in full disclosure, that couldn't stand this guy for what he did to that community down there. They're a bunch of greedy, selfish SOB there. Him and his wife are worth over $800 million and growing. And he took friggin' almost $1 million to fund his friggin' business in the name of Corona. That's a piece of crap, Curtis. Try to argue this. Is that what you're defending?
Yeah, what are you defending there?
I am defending the fact that I'm yelling with an insane person.
You think Brady needed the PPP?
It has nothing to do with the conversation.
It's idiotic, Danny, and the only reason you don't want to talk about last year is because after years and years and years of telling me it's Jimmy G and Bill, you were exposed to be wrong on everything you ever said. The one thing that kept winning last year.
Where I was wrong, Curtis. I didn't even call about it. I'll call about the quarterback, but go ahead. I was happy.
You just said go ahead and started talking.
I just want to clarify. You said I was wrong about everything I've ever said in 30 freaking years?
Yes.
That's what you
said. You've never been right about anything.
Okay,
at all.
Okay,
that's why you've always called in.
Go ahead. Good.
You've never been in a studio since you begged Eddie to let you come to 1510.
No, I didn't. I turned him down 5 times. He begged me.
He showed up in sweatpants an hour early, and I was sitting there interning.
You're a liar. You're a freaking liar.
Why are you sneering, Danny?
He begged me when I wanted to get paid for what I wanted to do. I quit. All right? That's the truth. I don't need this crap. You think I wanted to become...
Rene
Rochino gave me is, what do you want to be a part of this business for? It's a bunch of scumbags. And I'm beginning to think it is true. You know? Nothing personal, guys.
Sounds like it's not personal.
You want to get down dirty with me, Curtis? I'll go toe-to-toe with you any freaking day of the week.
Oh, okay. I'll meet you at the marina.
I was happy with Bill Belichick picking Garoppolo 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever the hell it was, to get rid of the puss face. That's what I was.
You were wrong.
100%.
Wrong.
And I'll tell you
wrong,
right now, freaking Kraft was wrong. He meddled. Brady went up the back stairs and said, it's either Garoppolo or me. Kraft picked Brady. And then Brady turned around and stuck a knife in the friggin' organization's back and left. He's a piece of crap.
That reinforces
my contention right now. Okay?
Bye, Danny. Don't call again. Don't waste our time. Thank you.
I like
Goodbye.
Danny. Why'd you hang up on him? Jeez.
He's yelling at me, talking to me on the radio. I didn't lie. I used to intern when I was at BC sophomore year up in Burlington at 1510 The Zone. He would show up in sweatpants.
What's wrong with that?
Waiting to go on the air. Never got paid. And Eddie Andelman chose Dave Jagler over Danny. He's never been in a studio ever. He calls.
Well, he should have been paid for his work.
He misrepresents what he said, and then he yells at me, calling me a liar.
I think he has a lot of good points. Just calm down.
Tom Brady's a piece of crap.
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but he should have returned the PPP money. That's true. House in Dorchester. Hi, House.
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? You know what's crazy to me, right? Like, I wanted the Patriots, right, to draft a quarterback, and have something in back of Cam, right? But it's like Boston, you know, sports analysts, they're going to ruin this kid. This guy, he hasn't even gotten on the field, and guys is comparing him to Tom Brady. He's Tom Brady. Can Tom Brady just be a unicorn and no one else is like him? I mean, come on, like, this dude is not athletic. Tom Brady's not athletic, so he's Tom Brady.
I know.
He likes to be in the pocket. Tom Brady likes to be in the pocket, so he's Tom Brady. What if he gets out there and he has a noodle for arm? And because you know what, everybody has a plan until you get hit. Now, when he gets hit, then what's going to happen?
That's the biggest concern.
You're
right about that because he was not pressured that much.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's just crazy. Like we got to stop this. Like come on, man. And then Jason Tatum, that was beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry to go off track, but I have to say, Jason Tatum, everybody sports, again, I think Boston sports analysts, I don't know if they Boston fans, because they wanted to get rid of Jason Tatum a month ago. Then he done scored 110 points in 2 games, maybe 170 in 3. It's like, what are we looking at here?
Right.
And then fans booing them at halftime? Come on, man. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, he didn't deserve it, but the team did. But, Pauls, do you think he can do that in the playoffs, like carry the team with 50 or 60 every night?
No.
Yeah.
Every night, because you know why? He's not going to have to, because he's going to have Jason. He's going to have Jaylen Brown, who's going to put up his 20. Hopefully, Fournier puts up his 16 or whatever. And we have a newfound Neesmith, if he can give us 8 points, that's it. We good.
And Kemba. No, they need Kemba.
These playoffs.
They need some Kemba.
And I appreciate y'all, man.
All right, House. I started the show with Tatum, and Curtis just shouted me down. And texters who were yelling at me for talking Celtics. But it is amazing, though. The guy he tied Larry Bird for the most points in a game in franchise history. Nobody saw the game. Nobody's watching the Celtics. But it's historic.
Was the Celtics-Hawks game overtime or regulation?
Regulation.
So,
were they down 32?
But that's a big
this more impressive. You're
asterisk.
Down 32 in a game,
and
asterisk is Brady winning a title during a season where it was a throwaway for most teams.
Jason
that's
Tatum's cousin's brother's uncle took PPP money, so I don't want to praise him anymore.
All right, trending more calls. You mentioned receiver. They should they have addressed it in the first couple rounds? They did not. Will they address it today? We'll get into that a bit, too. In addition to, of course, the Mac Jones talk, Bill's plan, and all the rest here on WEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
You know, Mac was available there at our pick, and you know he's a guy we spent a lot of time with, and felt like that was the best pick at that time for us. And look forward to working with him. You know, he's a smart kid. He's been in a system that's similar to ours. We've had a lot of good conversations with him. I think he'll be able to process the offense. It's obviously going to take a lot of time. See how it goes. You know, Cam's our quarterback, whatever position, whatever time Jared or Mac, ready to, challenge and compete, then we'll see how that goes. You gotta fight
for your right. All right, so there's Bill discussing starter. Cam is our starter. Compete. Mac, system. No, comes from a similar system. When will he be ready to compete? Do you find that interesting at all at this point? Like, when is Mac Jones going to start? When is he not? We put that poll up actually on draft night, and the response was 60-40. And the question was, who do you expect to start week one? 60-40, Cam.
I wonder what it would have been if we said, who do you want to start week one?
Yeah, and I don't even think people would be pissed if Cam starts week one for the most part. I mean, even though it's 40% right now who are saying that, what people would be pissed about, you brought this up, if Cam is the guy for the whole year, if Bill is reluctant to pull the trigger at all, I don't see that happening. I think he's going to get in.
What I would expect to happen is if Mac Jones plays much better than Cam in preseason football with three games,
yep,
I would see Bill going to Cam and amicably parting ways. And that way,
like cut him outright.
And then you just have maybe a guy you draft in the fourth or fifth round this year with Stidham, and those are your three quarterbacks.
Problem is, you only have three preseason games now, which is tougher because normally the fourth game would be like all Mac, right? That'd be his game, the fourth game. So now you have to play Cam a quarter or a couple in the first two. So by the time Mac Jones gets in there, he's playing against Scribini's. And then do you really know?
I would say that they would alternate. If I were them, I would alternate series.
Maybe. That would make preseason pretty interesting. Actually, this whole season for the Patriots, there's so many new faces.
I mean, training camp's going to be interesting for the first time ever.
Yep.
This has been the way it was in the 90s to be a Patriots fan. Your biggest moment of the year was the draft. We were sort of like the Cleveland Browns for a period. And then when Belichick came here and they started winning Super Bowls, you pick at the end of the draft.
Yep.
It's not relevant because you have these teams that are loaded with veteran stars. And now it's back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning. And two defensive players yesterday. So Bill goes back to his bread and butter. And as much as we criticize Howell for being like in Bill's back pocket, I thought he had a good piece in The Athletic just talking about the defensive recipe. And really, you look at what happened last year, 7th worst run defense in the league, 3rd worst ever under Bill. He had to be pissed about that, embarrassed. I know it was a throwaway year, quote unquote, and they had a lot of opt-outs, including Hightower, but still, they draft these two guys. They sign Godshaw, Henry Anderson, Lawrence Guy's back. They bring in Judon, Kyle Van Noy's back. You have Winovich, you have Uche, Hightower's opting back in. That whole front seven is totally reformed.
Yeah, and I think that you can't underestimate the impact also of Bob Kraft on the offseason, because hope he lives to be 110, but he's probably viewing this as a little bit of urgency for his future with the team. He hasn't gotten into Canton yet. I think he should. And, you know, I think that this team showing a clear path to returning to form was necessary for the Patriots fans. You can tolerate one abject failure of a season. The fans aren't going to flee. But if we entered this next season with still Cam, with no and the defense not nearly as loaded as it's been, I think people would be pretty restless. And we heard that Friday.
Yep.
I mean, it was as dark as I've ever heard it for Bill Belichick the Friday they re-signed
Cam. Oh, yeah. It was a good Saturday show. A lot of angst. But meanwhile, the division is not as bad as it was. The teams have had pretty good drafts. Miami gets Jaylen Waddle, 6th pick. Now, Tua, I don't think he's that good, but they have Devontae Parker, Will Fuller, Gesicki. You add Waddle, who is like, he's basically Tyreek Hill. That's the way ESPN, at least, framed it. They were showing a Tyreek Hill cut and a Jaylen Waddle cut. And you got Flores. I mean, I think people respect him, so you get him. And then they added the most, they pretty much the best pass rusher on the board, Jalen Phillips, went to them at 18. And I wonder if Bill and Patricia were considering that instead of Mac Jones. They probably were like, if that was authentic, if that war room was actually real.
What do you think? They have Spielberg in there?
Yeah,
like,
well, Kraft Productions is a pretty...
they're missing a couple of guys. Maybe right. Danny can get a job there.
But don't you... If this guy, Jalen Phillips from Miami, this 6'5", if he's a... Let's say he's a legit pass rusher, and he's on the board, and it's Mac Jones, it's a tough call, right? Even though you need a quarterback.
I don't think it's a tough call.
It's a tough call because Jimmy G is still out there. Burt Breer mentioned that in his piece today. They could have opted to just go for Jimmy.
People were already exhausted with the Jimmy G stuff
before the draft. No, they weren't. It's a vocal minority that texts into the show, and they get mad when I bring Jimmy G up. But he still could be the future, by the way.
In what way? How?
If Mac Jones sucks. If they find out this year he's no good, they haven't, like, mortgaged the future. They've only given up. They just sat and took him.
So work with me here.
No big deal. You move past it, and you get Jimmy back.
The only way you would trade for Jimmy G at the conclusion of this season is if he plays a healthy year.
I think they're going to cut him. I think he's going to be cut. They're not going to pay him $25 million next year.
They're going to cut him this season? This
no,
off season?
Probably next year. Next offseason. So okay. You have back for a year. You have Mac and Cam.
Me. Work with me.
Yes,
work with
yes,
me.
Yes.
He has a good season.
Solid.
Which is what you would need to say, I'm going to trade for him. Because
Nope. Because you think he'll be better in your system than he is out there.
Name me a quarterback that's failed in Kyle Shanahan's offensive system.
Well, who's he had? I mean, it's a pretty short sample here.
Well, Matt Ryan had his best year ever.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins had his best year ever.
Well, I don't think he'll fail. I don't think Jimmy will be bad. Obviously they want more. That's why they decided they want to Trey Lance.
Okay, so he's healthy and he has a good season.
Yeah, fair season. They make the playoffs and they go out in round one.
They're not cutting him.
Yeah, they'll cut him because Trey Lance is then the guy. They're moving on.
Right. They would trade him. They wouldn't cut him.
For 20, but he's making 25. You've got a one-year deal for... Okay, fine. You trade and you give him a new contract. Trade something low. It's the same that's on the table now. They
but
probably
it would be more because he would show that he went 16 games, likely took the team to the playoffs.
Okay, so it's a second-round pick. and you give him a 3-year extension and you bring him in.
So you use a first and a second round pick on your quarterback in back-to-back years.
If you have to. It's pretty
important.
But
you don't
position.
Have to.
Well, if Mac Jones sucks, you do. You're back to square one.
Okay, but we haven't. You think he's going to suck?
I don't think so.
So
I think
then why
he'll,
are we
he'll
still,
be solid.
So
I'm
why
just
are we
saying.
Still talking about Jimmy G?
Because he was an option for them. They could have decided to go for Jimmy G now. They didn't. They took Mac Jones.
Are we going
to
talk about Justin Fields today?
Yes.
Why?
Because they could have traded up for him.
That's not relevant anymore. He's
yes,
gone.
It is. Well, these are the second guesses, Curtis. Don't you think all year people are going to be saying, look how Jimmy played. We should have gone for him. Look how Chicago is playing with Fields. We should have traded up for him. Wiggy's going to say that every day of the year.
Okay. And guess what's going to happen? If we are watching Jimmy in awe of what he's doing in San Francisco.
Yep. They'll be second guessing.
Right. But he won't be coming here.
Well, if he's awesome, he probably won't.
So then what?
Probably not. But
if
then
he's
again,
worth trading for, they're not going to trade him. That's the whole point. Well, Trey Lance is young.
They traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. You don't think they believe in him?
They already were going to give up that pick to get Aaron Rodgers. They're not tied down to that.
They are now. That's their pick. They didn't get Rodgers. They got Trey Lance.
Okay,
and he's
Trey Lance is 20.
I'll bet you, what do you want to bet he starts by next year?
Trey Lance is 20 years old.
Yeah, so what?
So
they just traded 3 first-rounders for him.
Right.
They're going to put some effort into getting him up to speed by 2022.
So you think George Kittle and the stars on that offense and defense are going to be okay after Jimmy G takes them on a playoff run to say goodbye and bring in the 21-year-old?
Right away, maybe not, but once if he can play, they'll be fine with it.
Okay.
That's exactly what happens when great... You think Patriots players were fine when Brady got the job over Bledsoe? Probably not. Then they found out he could play? Oh.
Wait, so who's Brady?
Trey Lance.
Okay. Jesus Christ. He played one game last year.
I know.
He's 20 years old. If Jimmy G, this is why Jimmy G's a non-starter. If he has a great year, you're not going to get him.
You think the Niners will keep him?
Yes.
For how many years?
Just one more year, and then Trey Lance takes over.
So 2 years. It's a 2-year bridge to Trey.
Right.
I don't see it. Alex in Cambridge. Hello, Alex.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Okay, so I'm talking about with Curtis. I think Bill Belichick pulled this through. Brady was never going to re-sign with the Patriots. I mean, I thought he was going to sign, even after he signed with Tampa Bay, I thought that Kraft would bring Brady back. But Brady was sour for the last two years on the team. So we were never going to get Brady back. So you can't blame Belichick for not having a plan. Because I actually thought that Brady was going to be around. Even after he said he was going to Tampa Bay, Kraft was going to come up with some miracle. So in that case, I agree with whatever, that guy Steve from whatever, that Brady bailed on us, okay? And last year was a lost year, COVID. Who knows how bad Cam is? COVID brain.
Alex, one second. I know, but we'll get to your one last thing.
Shut up.
No, one last thing. Go ahead.
Say that. The one last thing is, Belichick signing Cam allowed us all to sign all the free agents that he signed. And that's the most important thing.
Correct. So okay? they're better off without Brady.
I, to a certain extent, I guess, if Brady was still around, we wouldn't be able to sign any of those players. And that's probably why Brady was so grumpy the last 2 years.
Alex, was Belichick grumpy the last 2 years?
I don't know. I mean, he's always been grumpy, so
okay.
I don't know what more grumpy is.
So that's it. So, Alex, the point is that we're doing it again quickly. The summer after they won their Super Bowl, he wanted a 2-year extension. Belichick said no. He then said to Belichick, okay, make sure you can't franchise me. We're going to redo my contract for one more year here. They agreed. At that moment, Bill Belichick knew that Tom Brady was not returning to the Patriots. So he should have had a plan. He should have done better things.
That's incorrect, by the way.
I am thrilled.
He called Brady's bluff.
I mean, look, yeah, he tried. We got Brady for 2 years for $50 million. Somebody was Tom Curran was talking about that. That was all before he signed with – but the point was – he wasn't going to be able to re-sign any receivers or players for Brady. Or just the aspect is Brady's been disrespected for the last 5 years. I mean, It's like a marriage. It's a, you know, the divorce, you know, and where are the kids? Was hoping that mom and dad would reconcile, where in fact they broke up. I mean, look at Brady. He's saying he loves it in Tampa Bay. The weather up here was lousy for him. I mean, you know, he doesn't care if he.
And he took a PPP loan. I mean, don't forget that.
Well, he did, Curtis, and you get crushed for that on the text line.
Who cares about Tom Brady and a PPP loan?
That's all you care about is Tom Brady. But can we get to the receivers real quick?
No, I'm asking, what does the loan have to do with anything that we're talking about?
It's about his character. That was that got brought up by Danny when he called him a DB or whatever it was. That's how we started this conversation. I didn't want to go back down this road. You bring up Brady every segment. It's ridiculous. Now, by the way,
he just called about Brady. I didn't bring him up.
All right. Well, earlier you did. Can we talk about receivers? You teased this an hour ago. We never got to it. Are there any receivers left? Do the Patriots need one? Here are the guys that win. Now, Pitts is at
and
tight end.
And I'm sorry that the texters were mad at my PPP take. Jesus Christ.
Well, I like to cater to them. They're an important part of the show.
It's funny you don't bring up certain things that the texters say. Of course. Anyway.
Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Kadarius Toney went to the Giants at 20. Rashad Bateman went
Greg
to Baltimore.
Greg wanted Kadarius Toney. Yeah, he made that clear.
Jets got Elijah Moore. Yeah, 34th pick overall. He looks pretty good. Slot guy. That's going to help Zach Wilson out. 4-3-40, slot guy from Ole Miss. Patriots passed on him. No, they didn't, actually, because they picked after him. Rondale Moore, Arizona, 49th pick. Dwayne Eskridge went to Seattle. Tutu Atwell went to the Rams. So 10 receivers have gone.
The best value pick in this entire draft, Hunter Long in the third round to the Dolphins.
To Miami.
B-Flow, BC guy, brings in the BC tight end. And he's good. He is good. I watched him last year. He was phenomenal. So
Gesicki and Hunter Long.
I mean, the Dolphins are good.
They are loaded. And they got a tight end from Notre Dame, Eichenberg, who's going to, they say, start right away. They got the best pass for edge rusher in the draft. They brought in the safety from Oregon I know nothing about. But they added five pretty significant players. The Bills, interesting. They went with two pass rushers. Gregory Rousseau from Miami and then Boogie Basham from Wake Forest, their first two picks. So I guess that's just kind of, you know, they need edge rushers, I'm sure. But that they're a good team that is just looking for some fine-tuning.
It is going to be awesome. I saw this written last night. The Tua-Mac rivalry in the division. You have these two guys back-to-back at Alabama.
Yeah.
Both in the same division, playing each other twice a year, which would be... And the Miami games are always pretty good, but that'll bring a different dimension to it.
Plus Zach Wilson. I mean, even though the Jets will probably be bad again, just they'll be worth watching just to see how Wilson does.
I find it fascinating, a Mormon going into that franchise. It's crazy.
And his mom was getting all the attention on night one.
Oh, did you see a friend of the afternoon show, Craig Carton, is in a hot water because he said that he interviewed Zach yesterday, and he said to him that he's good, but the star of the night was his mom and how hot she was. I guess it rubs some people the wrong way.
All right, Mac Jones is a New England Patriot. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about the first couple rounds of the draft for the Pats? Any beefs? Any complaints? Fields? Garoppolo? It's Ken and Curtis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
More The Guys, Ken and Curtis, The Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
It was always me versus the world. till I found it's me versus me.
What happens on Earth stays on Earth. We're going to put it in reverse.
This is one of Curtis's favorites. This is Kendrick Lamar.
Let This Breathe.
Yeah, sorry. Well, this was an IG post of Cam Newton yesterday. It was always me versus the world until I found out it's me versus me. That's the only thing Cam has posted on his IG. I'm not sure if he posted it on any other social media platforms. It is interesting how Cam's going to handle this news. The Mac Jones selection, and as you pointed out through Volan earlier, selling number one jerseys at the official team store of the New England Patriots, although I guess the number one is just a placeholder. Is that what we're understanding?
Yes, that is what we're told, but it's still there. You can still buy it, and this picture that he posted those lyrics with, he's staring at himself in the mirror.
Right.
This getup probably costs like $4,200.
Is it leopard skin? Is it...
Can vegans wear leopard skin?
Oh, yeah, they can't. That's a good call. Probably can't.
Right.
It could be faux.
So it's
faux leopard skin.
Faux leopard.
Anyway, it gets to the question of, you know, and Bill made it pretty clear, Cam's our quarterback.
Oh, quick aside. This is what Greg wore to the David Ortiz function last night.
Oh, my God. I am still reeling from the news.
That unbelievable.
Now, as you know, quick aside, we'll get Patriots talk is rolling here. But on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Stay patient, callers.
Bill, Ray. Tim, I see you. Hang in there. We'll get to you. 617-779-7937.
Keep texting.
Text at 37937. Don't be a hard-o and pretend you don't like the text line. You love it. Where was I? Oh, last night, Instagram.
You were not at.
I was not at the David Ortiz Ernie Bach bash, which Greg Hill was there. An executive from the station was along for the ride.
Yep.
No Curtis, no Laird, the co-acting produce program directors here at the station.
Acting producers, more
acting
apropos.
Producers, acting weekend hosts. And we've had this guest host search on in the morning. We've had four of the five finalists in.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly in an unrelated note, showing up last night is Nesson's Courtney Cox at said event. Unless she was a separate invitee, she's there. I mean, totally, potentially, you know, the whole thing is thrown off.
I think politics is a messy game.
Well done.
Where was Mego?
I don't know where Mego was.
Where was the Mego invite?
And I find
where was my invite? Where was your invite? I texted Greg about this, by the way, and he responds, LOL. That's all I get
back. What a douchey response. What's funny? and he was lying. He didn't laugh out loud.
No, he didn't.
But I would find it too coincidental for Greg to be at this event with an executive at the home of Ernie Bach Jr., without having some role in Coco's appearance.
Well, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist because I bring up the fact that the Patriots might have recreated the 2 minutes where they selected Mac Jones. These, and even you were like calling me.
These are two very similar things,
to be fair. Well, they are similar things. All right, to the phones we go. Are you satisfied with Mac Jones?
They cheat.
Bill in the car. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All good. Right. How are you?
Good, thank you. I like how you just said that. Am I satisfied? And I'd say, yes, I'm satisfied. Am I overly ecstatic? I don't think I'm that, but I'm definitely satisfied. I you know, they addressed the need, and I kind of like how they moved up to get the pass rusher from Alabama as well.
Yep.
I think that was a good move. I think that guy's going to be a stud. I'm not so sure about Mac Jones, but we'll see. I think he's solid. He's certainly going to be a better passer than Cam, without a doubt. But as far as Fredo from Quincy is concerned, you know, Brady is a businessman. He employs a good amount of people that work in his organization. Just like any other business, it's a personal business loan. It's not a grant. And if you can't pay that back, you have to prove that you can't pay it back. Now, it's not that Brady's not going to pay it back, so people are jumping to these wild conclusions. It's just lunacy. I mean, if anything, all the people are just coming over the board right now. They're given not only X amount of money, but they're also giving them stimulus money. If there's anything, you'd be more upset about that. But at the same point, you know, he's a businessman. You can't fault anyone for looking to cover his assets while there's a pandemic. And if he doesn't pay it back, then go at him with both barrels, without a doubt.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've never said anything bad about the guy. I think it's a bad look to get a PPP loan. He shouldn't have done it.
Wow,
I think you even said that. I think that the demise of Tom, if there is one, is going to be related to Alex Guerrero and that organization, because I do not believe Alex to be an honest broker.
Back to Mac Jones for a second. There is some anti-Mac Jones sentiment now. It's not like he is totally universally beloved. Of course, we had Tommy Curran's intel that he was a second-round talent. Now, I don't know if Tom actually felt that way, or you and I kind of believe that he was, that was Patriots' anti-spin to kind of get him to drop down the draft. But also, how about the Paul Feinbaum analysis? Did you hear this? He was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN.
I did not.
And Friday morning, he says this: Bill Belichick has gotten lazy. I'm also rather concerned about this rather lazy. Well, Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Really? Have you guys watched the Patriots the last couple years? Tom Brady knows what he's doing. I'm not sure Bill Belichick does. He's made some dubious hires, starting with his son. He's made some disastrous draft choices. Feinbaum goes on to say, I like Mac Jones a lot. I think he's a very good quarterback. Will he be a great quarterback? I have no earthly idea. But don't confuse the fact that just because Bill Belichick drafts you, and he's never drafted a quarterback before, big deal. Why did he need to draft a quarterback before the Mac Jones is going to be the next Peyton Manning thing? I am more concerned about Belichick's future in New England than I am about Mac Jones' future in New England.
Wow. So
he's obviously pro-Peyton. Right?
Yes, and for those who don't know, Paul Feinbaum is a host on the SEC Network. He has the most popular radio show in the South. He's like the czar of college football. Do you think the only thing I can come up with as to why I hadn't heard that until just now as to why he said that is that he knows the SEC really well.
Yep.
And there's a chance that people at Georgia, people at, you know, Florida, people at all these other universities that are in the SEC were sort of dumbfounded as to why Bill has stopped coming to their pro days. And then he could sort of take that and say that he's lazy. I don't know.
But. Yeah, he goes on to say that again. He's cutting corners. He's had his sons more involved. Basically, he's delegating. But who would blame Bill for that, really? I mean, he's 69 years old.
I mean, Paul Feinbaum, you say the same thing every day. Like, you're the laziest guy in the media.
I take that back.
People are mixed on that. You ask certain people, and they say it's a waste of time. Other people think it's a big deal. The only thing that will matter is if Mac Jones, Barrymore, and the guys they draft can play.
Yep.
And if this draft class sucks, it's going to be the demise of Bill here in New England. He's not going to get 3, 4, 5 more chances, in my opinion.
Let's go to Ray and Revere next. Hi, Ray.
Yeah, guys, I share that opinion. I think Belichick's in a tough spot. And, you know, frankly, I don't think Mac Jones is going to be ready right away. And they have a guy who throws a football like a shot put right now. I actually think there's two teams are, at least certainly Buffalo, and I think Miami's got more talent. I think this is actually a rebuild. You know, and I think fans probably got taken by the head fake with all those signings. I think they were compelled to make those signings, given what Brady did. But ultimately, I think there's too many holes on this team. And, you know, if I had to compare them, I think Tampa Bay has won this offseason. They're bringing back their top 25 guys. They got a third down back. They just picked up an edge rusher.
Well, that's true, but I mean, Ray, in terms of the holes, too many holes. Is it just quarterback? That's where you think the biggest hole is?
Oh, quarterback. You have a project. I don't think they have a decent receivers. I mean, they certainly have two excellent tight ends right now, and I think their secondary is a little suspect. You know, and their linebackers are getting a little old. I think this Barmore kid was the best draft pick they've made thus far, but you know. I only think there were three legitimate quarterbacks in the first round. And once San Francisco went up and got the third one, I didn't think Fields was the guy. I don't like his throwing mechanics. I trust Belichick on that decision, too. But ultimately, Mac Jones was kind of a consolation prize. And, you know, he took two Alabama players. I don't see a change in behaviors from Belichick. I saw Kraft in the room. I didn't see anybody else.
Well, not the first shot. And then they did it, and then they recreated it, and you saw everybody in there.
Save this for Monday. or maybe when I'm out. But it's this is all sort of paralysis by analysis, because we don't know if these players are going to be good.
Uh-huh.
I think Mac Jones is the right pick for this team. I think he is going to be a good starting quarterback for the Patriots. I'm a moron. I'm an idiot. I could be totally wrong. I think it's too quick to judge the work ethic of Belichick based on the picks so far.
Well, not just that. I mean, it's a three-year thing, right? They missed out on Adam Humphries a couple years ago. He was in Barbados. So, I mean, it's like there's been a trend there where Bill's been a little less involved.
I guess on this day, you know, Saturday, the third day of the draft, from March 17th of this year until now, if you're a Patriots fan, he's done everything that you should want him to do.
Totally. So it's like stunning, actually, how much they've appeased the fan base. Do you think it's a rebuild? I can't. You don't spend $175 million guaranteed just because you have holes and you needed to impress Tom Brady.
The
haters.
Only thing that makes me believe this is still sort of a rebuild is the fact that for this team to go anywhere, you're going to need a rookie quarterback to take the team there. So if they had traded for Jimmy G, while I think that might not have been the long-term answer, for this year they would have been instant Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, the more you think about it, though, Mac Jones is supposedly the most pro-ready of the bunch. Does that factor in to they're in it to win it now? I mean, remember, Bill's chasing Shula. We all believe that's important to him, right? 36 wins shy?
Yes. And one quick note on the offseason and where, you know, Cam fits in. Friend of this show listens from time to time, Zoe, said on Brand X that he was told not to ask a single question about Cam Newton during his pre-draft interview with Belichick.
Whoa.
So,
wow.
You know, read that what you will, but you have the number one jersey on the market today with Volan's tweet. I think that there's a good... I don't think Cam Newton wants to sit behind Mac Jones in any way.
Well, you're talking me back into Jimmy G.
No, I think that Cam Newton could be released before the season.
And if they do that?
Then Mac Jones starts.
Or Jimmy G comes in.
I know how you felt this year with the Brady stuff, okay? Right, you made
I'll
your
stop,
point.
I'll stop. By the way, why did Tampa, who I agree, they won the offseason because they brought everybody back and they're a title team. Why would they take Kyle Trask? What a weird draft pick that was. If you're a team in it to win it now, why the hell would you take Kyle Trask?
Well, I mean, they don't have a lot of spaces on that team. Their offensive line is fully back. They did a great job.
Take a special teams guy or something. That is the dumbest pick of the whole board so far. Tampa Bay took Kyle Trask? That is stupid. Mark in Bolton. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, the players are going to start coming off the board in about an hour. I know you've been talking about getting onto receivers. So that's what I'd like to talk about.
Yep.
You know, right now, there's a couple of guys that are right there that are going to go, I would say, in the next 15 or 20 picks. One's Tylan Wallace, a slot guy from Oklahoma State, and he's, you know, a real aggressive player and, you know, 5'9", sub 4'4", you know, just a real hard nose, get down the field type guy. But the guy that I really like and I think is NFL ready right now is Amon-Ra St. Brown from USC. And I don't know how familiar you are with him, but
I am not.
Okay. Well, he's 6 feet, 197 pounds. He's not blazing fast, but sort of 4'5", but just runs great routes. You know, he's really acrobatic. He's the kind of guy that supposedly is just, you know, he was a, you know, 5-star recruit out of California. He just looks like he's NFL ready. Reminds me of Donovan Mitchell, as far as a floor, the kid we got out of Georgia. And the high side, even like a Keenan Allen, you know, with the Chargers.
Okay.
So I think, you know, they might be able to hang around a little bit, but they might have to trade up and use a couple of 6th-round picks, to get up to, you know, the fourth or, you know, third or fourth pick in the round.
All right, there you go. There's some intel on the receivers. I like you, Curtis. I didn't watch college football barely at all this year, and these guys, I have no idea.
The one that he just brought up, I have it here on the Sporting News, best available players left.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep, and 6'1", 195, as he mentioned, and they say he's a Juju Smith-Schuster mold.
Ah.
He shouldn't be on the board right now. He should have been taken yesterday.
Well, so do they need a slot guy or an outside guy?
Both.
They want an Edelman type? Or that's Jacoby's job now.
And get ready for this. The number one player, according to this list by Sporting News, that's still on the board, Dylan Moses, inside linebacker, Alabama. So Bill's already trying to trade up and get him.
All right. Hour 3, Kenny Curtis. Ben Volan joins us for the noon hour of the Ben Volan Show. It is Sports Radio WEI.